You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Right now, speaking of this area, we have some Craigslist misconnections. Yes, this is still a thing. People go on there. They try to find love because they don't have people's information where they can stalk them on social media. Mm-hmm. So they put them out here, and we want these people to reproduce in our community.
Well, maybe just get together and see if they'll be a good couple.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
And have a bunch of babies.
Okay.
Running around.
I don't know about that. We just want to help
watching,
out people.
So we got to watch them for them.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, this happened at the Branson Walmart. Okay. It says, you were the beautiful girl that helped me get something off the shelf, and we talked about carrying items versus using a cart. You were the cutest thing I've seen, and I'd love to get to know you better. Hope to hear from you. Tell me the item you handed me so I know it's you. At the Branson Walmart. They talked about carrying items versus using a cart.
Yes.
Which, side note, always get a cart. Because you'll just be, I've been in a position where I'm juggling items and they're just falling in the store and it's so embarrassing.
Do you ever get a basket?
Yes. I'm a basket gal.
Okay.
If I know I have a few items, I'll get a basket. But then sometimes they get heavy and then I have to go back and get a cart.
I have basket problems.
You have basket problems?
And here's why. Mm-hmm. I can never find the baskets.
Oh, what do you mean?
I know that sounds ridiculous because a lot of people are like, well, dude, they're right by the...
They're not in the front.
All the time. They're hidden. Depends on what grocery store you go to.
You're not going to find them just shopping out in the aisles. You have to get them right when you come in.
Just random baskets in the middle of the aisles.
They should, though. They should, because sometimes you get more than you think you're going to get, and you're like, oh, I need a basket. They should put them in every aisle.
I don't know.
That's grocery stores, if you're listening.
Cluttered. No, that gets too cluttered.
No, it's.
They already have enough.
Make a little cubby hole for it. And like, okay, I'm giving good advice. And
well, I mean, honestly, I do at least appreciate that because sometimes I can't find the baskets. So I just always go for a cart because I know where the carts are.
I know.
And they're big.
I always get the little carts at Hy-Vee.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So this says Brett Michael lookalike. In Mountain Home. Mm. I placed an ad looking for a room and ride. Wish we could talk more. I don't know what that means, and I don't think I want to know what that means.
I have a feeling, and this is just a guess. I haven't been to Mountain Home in a while.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that there are a lot of people that look like Brett Michaels there. That's just a guess.
Maybe it was a Brett Michael impersonator from Branson in Mountain Home.
Maybe.
Because, you know,
there's a bunch of them.
There's a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, even the ones that can't sing are down there working on cars.
Yeah. Well, anyway, hopefully they can find each other.
Working at the mill.
But we're at the mill?
Yeah.
Is there a mill in Mountain Home?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Every small town has a mill.
Really?
You got to work at the sawmill. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Brett Michaels
at the sawmill.
Uh-huh.
This says... the Casey's at college, Northwest Springfield. You helped me with the air pump at the gas station last week. You drive a white four-door car. I couldn't help but notice your handsome smile and bearded style. Tell me something you remember about this brief encounter if you respond. I'd like to meet you.
Oh my gosh, that's me.
Is it really the Casey's at college?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I was there.
Yeah, you drive a white four-door car. It's like the opposite of your car.
Yeah. Well, I do have precious beard smile.
You think this person likes your bearded style?
Yeah.
I don't think it's you. And your handsome smile.
That's me. I mean, right there. If it weren't for the white car,
then it would definitely be you. You would help someone with their air, though.
Yeah.
Their air pump. I will say that.
I would.
This definitely could be you. It's just not.
That's what I mean. It could have been. Maybe I was borrowing my friend's white car. You don't know.
Okay, that would be very strange.
Well, guys, I've made it.
Yep.
Now I'm done.
Now you're done?
Yeah.
I finally made it on Craigslist?
I finally made it on Craigslist.
Yay.
Then my dream come true.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.